This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and our guest today is from one of the newest members of the TFDI, Kyriba. Kyriba is a leader in cloud treasury and finance solutions, delivering mission-critical capabilities for cash and risk management, payments, and working capital solutions. More than 2,000 clients rely on Kyriba to see, protect, and grow their liquidity. Armila Arakan Sabanalu is Director of Working Capital and Receivables Finance. Hi, Armila.
Hello.
Now, just quickly to start, can you give us a little background on you? How did you get to where you are today?
Of course. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm Armila Arakan Sabanalu. My primary role at Kyriba is to lead the receivable finance product suite. In addition to my primary role, I represent Kyriba in a number of market initiatives where my banking and financial technology expertise may be of value, and TFDI is one of them.
And can you just introduce Kyriba to us, please?
Sure. Kyriba is an enterprise liquidity management platform. We started off our journey as a cloud software company. Then we became a platform company, and today we are a data company that supports treasury, payments, risk, and relevant for today's conversation, working capital domains for thousands of corporates globally. We have existed for about 20 years, well before fintech was fintech, I would say, and we are continuously modernizing our technology and strategy as our clients seek greater insights and intelligence every day. We are a product-driven company. We serve the end-to-end enterprise liquidity management landscape via four main product pillars. So these are treasury, payments, risk, and working capital. And there's a strong rationale behind this four-pillar approach, and I would like to use the wise words of our former CEO, Jean-Luc Robert, to provide some perspective here. With Treasury module, our clients see their cash. With the payments module, they move their cash. With the risk module, they manage and protect their cash. And with working capital module, they optimize their cash. In addition to these pillars, we also operate a comprehensive connectivity solution underpinning it all. So this includes not only ERPs and third-party systems connectors, but also more than 1,000 out-of-the-box, pre-configured, pre-tested connectors with financial institutions across the globe. So in a nutshell, we have over 2,500 clients globally. 25% of those are Fortune 500 companies. We have connectivity with over 1,000 financial institutions, and we progress 100 million API calls, 3 billion bank transactions, and $15 trillion worth of payments annually.
Some big numbers there. So which types of corporates are you interested in providing liquidity to, in which geographies and which industries?
We support mid-size and large corporates and, of course, their supply chains to help them improve their cash conversion cycle while reducing the risk of supply chain disruption due to the lack of liquidity. But our role as an organization is to provide technology. We do not structure transactions, and also we do not provide liquidity ourselves, but we provide the technology to manage liquidity in an efficient manner through automation and real-time processing. When it comes to using our technology, there are no boundaries, so we can serve any geography, any industry, basically any corporate. And to our experience, progressive treasurers recognize that the financial stability of their organization has direct correlation with how well they manage their company's liquidity. Especially under today's challenging circumstances, structures that enable treasurers to fortify their cash position are naturally the most popular. And therefore, we are here to serve our corporate clients and connect them with their financial institutions.
This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring Armila Arakan Sabanalu from Kyriba. Now, what type of instruments are you currently offering to your clients?
So we support a variety of tools to help corporates manage and protect their liquidity position, such as investments, borrowing, FX, derivatives, that you can name off. But in the context of TFDI, perhaps we should focus on the working capital pillar a bit more detail. This pillar features two main product families, buyer-led being one and seller-led being the other. So within the buyer-led suite, we have payables finance, dynamic discounting, and the hybrid structure that allows the funding source to be switched between the internal and the external. So effectively, depending on the cash position of the buyer, so going back to the notion of cash here, the program structure can alternate between the buyer using their own funds in order to early pay the invoices, or the financial institution comes into play and funds them. On the seller side, we have a variety of products as well, ranging from the simplest form of invoice discounting all the way to more complex and sophisticated forms of financing, namely factoring, pool financing, or trade receivable securitization. But taking a step back, working capital has been a strategic focus for Kariba for the last decade, including significant investment in our team as well as our technology. We currently host over 500 programs on our working capital module, and this product pillar is where we see the highest year-on-year growth, which reinforces our commitment to play our part in industry-level initiatives such as TFDI.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us. And Amila, what types of liquidity providers are you working with?
Well, I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation this current concept of embedded liquidity, that we connect a corporate's treasury payment, risk and working capital applications with vital external organizations and data sources. Consequently, today we are connected to more than 1,000 financial institutions or liquidity providers. We can also call them globally, be it banks or non-bank financial institutions. This is thanks to our bank connectivity as a service product. The driver behind connectivity was our corporate clients' need to connect with their banks. So it was a complementary product to our corporate offering. Yet over time, connectivity rightfully gained autonomy and became a product in its own merit. And now we have a complete set of tools and techniques to be able to connect with any financial institution out there. We deliver real-time connections using APIs, robotic process automation, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and distributed ledger technology. Coming back to liquidity, I would like to call out a live product, actually, which, in my view, solidifies the importance of connectivity. So currently, our treasury management module is connected to investment management firms such as Goldman Sachs, ICD, and BlackRock. So these arrangements created an end-to-end workflow for investing in money market funds and introducing on-demand connectivity to third-party banking and fintech services. So our clients can execute their trades as they see fit and view their cash positions across all connected bank accounts. Also, their trading data flows back into Kariba, updating their cash, investment and accounting activities in real time. And what makes this possible is connectivity. It underpins the visibility, movement and management of cash. And this is what we think we can bring to the table with TFDI, the ability to connect with institutional investors. Some of them are already connected to our platform for different services, but there is nothing stopping working capital being the next service in line to partner upon. So we believe in technology as an enabler to make trade finance a more liquid asset class by helping the investors channel their funds to working capital products in a cost-efficient manner.
Absolutely. And finally, Amila, how does Kariba differentiate itself in the global trade space? And how does this contribute to closing the trade finance gap?
Of course, happy to share my thoughts on that as well. Even though the market may have positioned working capital as a self-contained subject, we believe that an isolated working capital story could be considered as incomplete. Equally, the feedback we have from CFOs and treasurers tell us that they think of working capital solutions as part of a larger liquidity and payment story. Therefore, to strengthen working capital, we could add a few more things into the mix, such as cash flow monitoring, optimized payment runs, effective financial and operational risk management, and streamlined bank connectivity. This is because organizations are dealing with a complex set of domains, not just one. It became imperative to understand each domain, but more importantly, their relationship with each other, the complete liquidity ecosystem. So our four-pillar approach that we've discussed about a couple of minutes earlier is about managing the liquidity as an ecosystem, rather than dealing with its individual components separately and in silos. So we are here for the financial institutions who believe in our proposition. We already touched upon the catchphrase of the 21st century, connectivity, and in the context of TFDI, this translates as our ability to quickly and seamlessly connect with financial institutions, considering trade finance as an alternative asset class for their investor base. There is also the opportunity to partner with neighboring technology solutions to collectively make trade finance a more liquid asset class. To our experience, buyer-led solutions such as payables finance and dynamic discounting are more recognized by the real sector, while the seller-led solutions such as trade receivable securitization are more recognized by the investor base. But modern-day technology platforms like Kyriba can process all these structures altogether, and they are similar in nature, for example, typically senior, short-term, and self-liquidating. There is also the possibility of credit risk enhancements to address different levels of risk appetite. Therefore, we are happy to speak on how we can play a role in accelerating the growth of our industry with all the relevant parties. And maybe as a final point, looking at our working capital book, we process over 2 million invoices every month, and this number is growing by the day. In 2022, our technology enabled $16 billion worth of funding to channel to tens of thousands of sellers globally. So this is our commitment to help close the trade finance gap.
Well, it's been lovely speaking to you today. Omila Arakan Sabanalu, Director of Working Capital and Receivables Finance at Kyriba, thank you for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. And we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts. Follow us on LinkedIn. That's the best place to stay in touch with everything we do. And go to tradefinancedistribution.com for everything you need to know.